Accessibility. 8. A comprehensive sexuality education program is in place. Yes/no. If yes, A. Does it address rights, stigma and/or discrimination? Yes/no. B. Is it sex positive? Yes/no. C. Does it talk about diverse sexual and gender identities? Yes/no. 9. Proportion of young people 10 to 24 years covered by a comprehensive sexuality education program. 10. Contraceptive services are available free at the point of delivery to all sexually active individuals, including adolescents and young people, irrespective of marital status. Yes/no. 11. Proportion of women age 15 to 44 years covered by contraceptive information and services within their communities. 12. The country or province/state's laws/regulations related to safe abortion services adhere to international human rights law. Yes/no. 13. Unsafe abortion ratio. Note reference 152. 14. The protocol for medical legal services to survivors of sexual violence includes the provision of emergency contraception. Yes/no. 15. Proportion of medical legal cases of sexual violence in women which were administered emergency contraception. 16. Guidelines for HIV services include the provision of contraceptive services as part of a counseling and service delivery protocol. Yes/no. 17. Proportion of women living with HIV of reproductive age who are users of contraception. 18. Proportion of women living with HIV reporting an unwanted pregnancy or seeking termination of pregnancy. 19. Women are required to obtain their husband's authorization for use of one or more methods of contraception. Yes/no. 20. Adolescents require parental or guardian's authorization for accessing any SRH service, including contraceptive information and/or services. Yes/no.